Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We are going to stick with the NBA, and a lot of people talking now, you know, to two teams that some people had meeting in the finals, the Lakers with LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis, not to mention Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, a host of others, and the Brooklyn Nets, who at that time, beginning of the year, had not only Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, but James Harden. So, two star-studded teams, and neither one of them is playing as we prepare to enter the second round of the playoffs. And Rob Parker, I want to know, which team, Lakers or Nets, do you think had the most disappointing season?
I know people today will say, it's the Nets, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, but it's not. It's the Los Angeles Lakers because, Chris, we know the way that the playoff system is set up. We play 82 games to eliminate basically 10 teams. 20 of the 30 are involved in the play-in and the playoffs, right? So 10 teams are eliminated. And while both of us said that we didn't think this would work, Chris and I never could imagine, Chris, that that they wouldn't make the play-in or the playoffs. I mean, come on.
Right.
Not even me. I said they wouldn't, Chris, later on in the year, right? In the final 2 weeks, I said it, with the way they were playing. They hadn't won back-to-back games since January until the last two games of the year they won back-to-back. So I could sit up here and say, oh, I knew this was a disaster and they weren't going to make – no. Anybody, if you show me the Lakers not making the playoffs, I'll give you credit. Because there's no way I could have believed.
I don't know that anybody, that I'm sure there's somebody out there, Rob, but did anybody predict they wouldn't make the play-in?
Chris, that you couldn't believe that. Not to start the season. Even with Anthony Davis hurt most of the year, Chris.
Right, you still would have thought, well, they're going to make the playoffs.
Don't you remember when we talked about it and it was like, the Pelicans and the Spurs. Oh, the Spurs can't catch them. They're in a good position.
Right, right.
They got two game lead. All they got to do is they got to right. That we talked about it.
Yeah, and it that was happen. Incredible.
So I think that's the bigger one. And when you think about the season that LeBron James had, he averaged 30 points. Chris, he had an unbelievable season in year 19, and it didn't. Impact winning. Shocking. And I just gave you the stat. They didn't win back-to-back games since January 7th until the final two games. With LeBron James on your team? Forget about Anthony Davis. And Westbrook, Chris? Carmelo Anthony, I know he's off the bench. He ain't a starter. They couldn't win back-to-back games? Come on, hard to believe. I'm going to say it's the Lakers. I just am.
I mean, it's the Lakers because they didn't make the play-in. At the end of the day, at least the Nets gave themselves a shot. There's an argument for the Nets, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But it has to be the Lakers. Even like Rob said, even though we knew it wasn't a good fit, you couldn't envision them not making the playoffs. And that was incredible, that the level of their futility. And so I'm with you on the Lakers. And there was nothing good nothing to feel good about with the Lakers at all. I mean, yes, LeBron had a great year individually, but it was just such a bad season. I mean, Westbrook was so ill-fitting that every night, Rob, every morning, it just seemed like it was killing Westbrook everywhere. It was just he's talking about Westbrook, and it was just an ugly season all the way around. Now the Nets was too. And Rob, I think the argument, if you wanted to make an argument that the next season was worse, I think it would be based on, well, the expectations were higher. Right? And I might argue that the Nets was worse had they not made that trade for Ben Simmons. Had they kept James Harden and they go into the first round with Harden, right, Kyrie, and Durant, because we would have really been thinking they can win the championship. Like, yep. they really got a great shot to win the championship. And if they went out like they did, then I'd say that would be more disappointing. But overall, it has to be the Lakers. And you can also, and I get it, you can do it with the Lakers, Anthony Davis's injury and all that. But
even with
the
that,
Nets
Chris,
season right? was so disjointed, right? Kyrie in and out, not playing, then they finally bring him back. Harden leaves. Like, the Nets, you can point to more excuses.
You can. And I'm not going to bring, Chris, Joe Harris lost for the year. We could go on and on and on, and they have some issues. And they lost. They got swept.
Ben Simmons
back.
So you basically just gave James Harden away for Seth Curry and I can't remember the other guy.
Drummond.
Yeah.
That's what you did basically.
Right. So you knew that was going to be an L.
So you got nothing from that. And with the Lakers, and we get the Anthony Davis. He did come back and play, Chris, with them.
Right.
He did.
Right. And they didn't play well with him. They were 11-10 when he and LeBron played.
Which they got to be better than that.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, Rob G thinks it's definitively the Nets. No surprise.
Laker homer.
Lakers, yeah, he's such Lakers a Laker homer. He is ridiculous.
What color are your pajamas at night? Purple and gold, Rob G?
You know what? I only got two words for Chris and Rob right now. Stop it! You guys are so hell-bent on getting
first
off.
First good joke. It only took 4 years. You finally made a good joke
on
the
iPhone. It sounded good.
I've been practicing. Me and Alex have been working on it. No, but you guys have been so gung-ho on the Nets for 2 years, basically. And when it goes down with the fizzle, I've never heard you guys back off on a take more meekly than you have on the Brooklyn
Nets.
You guys were calling
them meekly. What do you mean?
Because if it was anybody else, if it was a team that you guys were not so high on, you'd be killing them. Like, you guys took every opportunity to kill the Lakers at every chance we got. Because I remember having production meetings where we were saying, hey, we got to get this Lakers slander out of the way early because they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, we're not going to have a reason to talk about
them
anymore.
I think that was Rob, not me.
No, that was everybody.
But hold on, Rob G. Here's the deal. They lost James Harden. And like, we were praising them when they had Harden.
They had the three pieces, right.
So if you're saying from Harden, from when this team came together with the big three, it was a colossal failure. Because they didn't even get a shot.
Right.
They never even played. It was somewhat reminiscent of Kobe, Dwight Howard, Nash, and Gasol,
never happened.
Because they never even got on the floor together for the most part. So if you want to say that, I'll kind of give you that. I'm just talking about on the court. When they did end up playing, the Lakers were a much, much bigger failure. That's kind of what we're
saying. Chris, you kind of made the point for me in that outside of Laker fans, most people in the media and the national media thought that the Lakers had a chance to win the championship. You guys all panned the Westbrook trade.
We didn't
think
that.
And rightfully so. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. 70%.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you real quick. Did you think they had a chance with Westbrook? I don't remember your exact take.
Yeah, you know
what?
I thought that, I wasn't fully on board with the move, but my confidence was Westbrook will get him through the regular season, LeBron and AD get him through the playoffs.
Right, okay.
That was my idea. Obviously, it did not work out that way. But with the Brooklyn Nets, it's not just the media who was in on the Nets with Harden, Kyrie, and KD. It was the GMs. It was the NBA players.
Vegas. Everybody.
70% of NBA GMs picked the Nets to win the championship this season.
But again, that was when they had Harden.
And that's what makes it so disappointing is it's not like it got derailed because of Kevin Durant's injury or because of, you know, whatever. It's because those three guys botched it themselves internally. KD, Kyrie, and James Harden, who all came together singing Kumbaya, when Kyrie didn't get the shot, that just threw a whole monkey wrench into everything. Suddenly, James Harden's upset. Suddenly, Kevin Durant has to, you know, defend his acquisition of James Harden, and then it leads to him getting traded. So it's not just that they got swept out of the first round. It's that their expectations were so much higher than the Lakers were, and
they
failed.
Well, let me ask you this. That's fair, but let me ask you this part.
Sure.
Only 10 teams are eliminated from the play-in, Rob. seriously.
Right.
Forget about making the playoffs, Chris, not being the top six, right? The play-in, the San Antonio Spurs were out. They made the play-in, how many games? 15 games under 500 or whatever the number was?
Oh, something ridiculous,
Think about that they couldn't even make a play-in with LeBron James averaging 30 and Westbrook, a former MVP. Chris, his numbers weren't if you look at him in a vacuum, weren't terrible. Am I right? Like, you just looked at him.
People will look back years from now and be like,
not even like
Westbrook
realize,
wasn't that bad. 18,
exactly.
7, and 7? Yeah.
Like Rob G, and for them not to even, and then to think that those guys couldn't win back-to-back games for 3 months?
I mean, did the Brooklyn Nets lose 15 straight games at one point?
I think this year?
Yeah.
They lost 11
they had a
in
bad
a row.
Run. I don't remember what
it was 11 bad. In a row yeah. without KD. Yes.
I think we're kind of arguing two different things. I think it's kind of like in the micro, it's the Lakers. In the macro, it's the Nets.
Yeah, that would be fair.
Right? Because we just never got to see the big three. And now it's gone, and we never will see it. So I'll give you that, Rob G.
Well, you're never going to see the Lakers' big three either.
Disappointing. Yeah, but we didn't expect as much from their big three.
But I'm just saying, neither one of them you ever really.
Well,
got
we
a
did.
Chance
we
to
did
see
actually.
It.
Yeah, what we saw was not pretty.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. At least, together, at least,
but we
the
knew
Brooklyn
that
Nets
wouldn't
big
be
three
good.
Was together, it
Brooklyn's
was really
big
good.
Three would have been right. And the thing is, as bad as Harden has looked this year, I should say, as mediocre by his standards, that would have been fine for the Nets, Rob.
He would have fit
if
in
they
there.
Were healthy and in good spirits, right? Because Kyrie could have been the scorer, Harden would have been the little point guard, and KD would have done his thing.
What was their record when those three played? 13-3.
Oh, I mean, it never even happened this season. So
they only played 16 games together, Chris.
I believe so.
And
I think they had the highest offensive rating in NBA history.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then, you know, just
but Harden was much better last year. He hasn't been the same. I don't know if it's related to the hamstring or if he's just old. But yeah, he's just not terrible.
Well, guys, here's the last trump card as to why the Nets were more disappointing. Because at least the Lakers had a championship in their back pocket to cushion the blow.
Wow.
Just saying.
That bubble one.
The Nets don't have one.
Still counts.
The Nets don't have one since the merger.
That's right.
So, a real talk.
Hey, the Nets are going to hang up that play-in tournament champion right there in Barclays Center.
There you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, let's get to the Sixers, Rob. And this is so interesting. Philadelphia was up 3-0 on Toronto and looking great, Rob. I mean, Harden wasn't, you know, playing awesome, but Tyrese Maxey was phenomenal, averaged 26 points a game in the first three games. And it was looking like, okay, he's picking up. Harden's just kind of the playmaker and giving you still 18 to 20 points. You can live with that. But the last two games, Rob, the Raptors, give them credit, right? You know, you're down 3-0. It would be easy to 1-2-3 Cancun. Yep. It really would. It's human nature.
Because you know it's like the uphill battle. It's just a lot of work you got to put in, and you still probably won't get there, so why even bother? I mean, it is. It's human nature. I agree.
And now, Rob, they are feeling like they not only won the last two, and let's keep it real, that game three could have went either way. When Embiid hit that three-pointer.
That was an overtime
at the buzzer. Yeah. I mean, that game could have went either way. So Philly's actually lucky to be up 3-2. But, Rob, the last two games, Tyrese Maxey's come back to earth. I said he averaged 26 in the first three. He's totaled 23 in the last two.
Well, there you go.
James Harden is shooting like 37, 38% in the series. Looking very, very mediocre. And, Rob, if they don't win, no team has ever in the 75-year history of the NBA lost a 3-0 lead in any round.
In any round ever.
Ever. And Rob, if the Sixers lose game six, and it's in Toronto, so you know the Raptors like their chances. If they lose game six, Rob, can you imagine how tight James Harden, Doc Rivers, and I even think Joel Embiid are going to be.
Oh no! If they will be sick, and it'll be hard. Yes, you could block everything out, Chris, and say it's just one game and all that. But all the stories will be about Doc Rivers.
Yep.
What has happened? James Harden has had meltdowns in big games. Embiid hasn't always been great in some of these big moments. So all this stuff is now added up. And then the scary part is the Raptors are playing with house money and nobody expects them to win. Absolutely. They could just go out and play. Don't worry about it. If we don't win, people say, man, you guys
really fought back.
Right.
They've already won just by getting to a game seven.
And then, you know, people go, well, Nick Nurse, man, he's a good coach. They didn't quit on him. They didn't give up. They fought back. Okay, they lost in seven. That was hard. Nobody's ever done it. But if they do it, there's going to be hell to pay in Philly. Oh, hell to pay.
And, Rob, look, we said, and it's not second guess, when Doc Rivers was hired by the Sixers, what did we say? We're like, how do you win that press conference?
We didn't.
And not
we couldn't
only
figure
had
it
Doc
out.
Blown a bunch of 3-1 leads. He's blown three. He's the only coach in NBA history to blow more than one 3-1 lead. But he was just coming off doing it, Rob.
Right.
He Chris, got fired with the Clippers.
We both thought he'd sit on the sidelines for a year, get the stink off him, and then somebody could say, okay, well, Doc has got a ride, blah, blah, blah,
he
won a championship.
Went to the booth, right? He broadcasted before. He was great. He could have done that easily and just kind of gone.
That's
away
what
into
we
that.
Thought, and we were shocked that they introduced him as a coach in Philly, and he got a 5-year deal like he had won a chip coming off, like he had won a championship.
Yes, and we brought this up, and my goodness, I mean, wouldn't it just be? I mean, it would be the very thing that people are criticizing him for is what would come back to bite him. And worse than ever.
How do they make him, like, how could the Lakers, like, his name came up in that Laker? Chris, can you imagine? Because the only way he would be available is if they got out, knocked out early. So I'm saying, how does that work where he's going to go to the Lakers?
Well, if he blew a 3-0 lead, I don't know that he'd ever coach again.
Wow. You might not.
I mean, what do you think? Maybe.
No, I know what you're saying.
He's got a great rep. He still was named one of the 15 best coaches ever.
But it is about, like, as the GM, how do you, how do you have that press conference,
right?
You got to be able to sell it, because if I'm at the press conference or Chris is at the press conference, like, the questions will be a little like, please tell me, like, why did you hire Doc? He's had failures and recently in the postseason. Why do you believe he's going to be able to get you over the hump this time?
Right. Absolutely. So, and then James Harden, Rob, and I'm sorry, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but if they lose this series, I get, look, you traded Ben Simmons, who was a star, you know, with all his flaws, and you don't want to just lose him for nothing, right? Because you also gave up a great shooter in Curry, and Andre Drummond's just a big body. So I get it not wanting to lose that for nothing. But, Rob, I don't know. Harden, if I'm Daryl Morey, I'm thinking – first of all, I'm open to a sign and trade, right? If another team wants, I'm open to it. I'm not saying I definitely do it. I'm open to it. And I'm also thinking, like, James, let's look, 2-year deal. 2-year deal, big money. 2-year deal, $50 million each year, whatever, you know, they can max him out at. I'll do that. But
I would do that, but not long term.
Right.
No way.
5 years?
No way.
I mean, he looks like he's on his last leg now.
But he will get paid, Chris, and you know that, because it's the nature of the beast. And teams can't feel like they got players, they gave up players for him, and then they're like, we just can't let him walk.
And Morey loves him, too. Morey loves him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Co-host of Upon Further Review with Wingo and Schlereth. Check it out on Spotify. And the Caesar Sportsbook's Chief Trends Officer, our friend Trey Wingo. Trey, how are you?
Guys, happy draft week. How are we?
We are good, man. And you got right to it. Happy draft week. Trey, I've looked forward to the last several drafts. A lot of big names in those drafts. This one, I think because there's a lack of, you know, superstar quarterbacks, at least at this point, it doesn't seem to have the buzz of the normal draft. Are we wrong on that?
Right. And, it just, you know, feels a little different.
Yeah, it does.
No, you guys are absolutely right. Look, technically, this draft is actually really deep because we've had two seasons of COVID in college football. We have a lot of fifth and sixth year seniors that would have come out in the last previous draft. So the depth in this draft is really good. Like, you're gonna get a lot of good players from rounds 3 through 7. But you're right. This will be only the second time in the last 8 years where a quarterback doesn't go number one overall. It'll also be only the sixth time since 2001 where a quarterback doesn't go number one overall. So it is different. You know, in a way, it's kind of like the 2013 draft, where that draft was 3 of the top 4 picks for offensive linemen. You know, it was Eric Fisher, right. Luke Jokel, and Lane Johnson. It was like, yeah, where's the? This is not a sizzle draft. It's a steak draft. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, but there'll be players available. How about, we know it's a wide receiver rich draft. Who should we be looking out for? Is there anybody other than the obvious, or that somebody might get lucky and get, I don't say later rounds, or a wide receiver like that, Trey?
Well, listen, before we even go down that road, there's a couple of things about this draft which are unique in that we don't even know who the number one pick is. Like the last time we didn't take a quarterback number one, we all knew Myles Garrett was going number one overall in 2017. Right. Like, I'm trying to remember the last time we really didn't know who the number one pick was going to be, and it's been a while. So, but you're right. There are so many good receivers in the later rounds of this draft. We could have 6 or 7 maybe go in the first round. But, like, for example, a team like the Chiefs that has 12 picks, which is the most in any of the most for this draft for any one team. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't pick a receiver until the second or third round because of what you're talking about. They're going to try and go edge rusher and maybe even cornerback or safety. But they have 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, 2 third-round picks, and 2 fourth-round picks. I mean, they're loaded. They don't have 7 roster spots, and they got 12 picks. So there could be some wheeling and dealing here. We have 8 teams with multiple first-round picks. That's never happened before. We've had 6. And if they use, if all eight teams use them, that would be a first. So that makes this draft unique. We have eight teams without a first round pick. We've never had that before. And of course, the defending champion Rams are in the middle of a 7-year stretch without using a first round pick, and they just won the freaking Super Bowl. So I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Trey, we saw, you know, Tyreek Hill leave Kansas City, or them trade him. We've seen Devontae Adams leave Green Bay. Obviously, yep. Those two teams need receivers. Now, Kansas City's core is not bad, but Green Bay and Kansas City do need receivers. Do you see them getting what they need, particularly Green Bay, I guess, in this draft at that position?
Yeah, well, Green Bay has to. Like, think about it. Like, outside of Randall Cobb, can you name me wide receivers in Green Bay? I mean,
well,
you
know,
Devontae Adams.
Right.
Lazard is there. That's it. But that's the only one. Equanimeous St. Brown is now a Bear. Devontae Adams is now a Raider. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is now a Chief. I mean, literally, training camp will be like, hi, I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'll be your quarterback.
Right.
You know, that's really weird. But both the Chiefs and the Packers decided on this, right? And I think your philosophy on receivers and what you want to pay them, a lot is on your quarterback. They believe whoever they have at wide receiver in Green Bay and Kansas City, their quarterback will make them better. Meanwhile, with Miami trading for Tyreek Hill, what they're saying is, okay, Tua, we give you Tyreek. You've got Jalen Waddle. We've got tight end Mike Gesicki. We've got Raheem Mostert and Chase Edmonds coming over here. Really up to you now to put this thing together. So whether or not you pay a wide receiver, to me, says a lot about where you believe your quarterback is.
Yeah, and you talked about the Rams earlier, and I know people are going to draft players. That's the way you build teams in the NFL, but their way of thinking after draft pick has worked. It's a copycat league. We've always seen that, Trey. Any chance other teams start to say, you know, well, the draft is nice, but if we can go get somebody who's proven and drop in a piece for a year or two, you know what I mean? Even though we might pay some money for him and we can win, that's the way to do it rather than trying to draft these guys.
Well, listen, I think a lot of teams would like to do it if they can figure it out. I mean, what makes the Rams successful the way they've done it, 5 years together with Sean McVay and Les Snead, and Les Snead was there. But the five years they've been together, they've never had a losing record. They've made the playoffs 4 out of 5 years. They've been to 2 Super Bowls and won one of them. Like, I don't know a franchise in the league that wouldn't sign up for that, right? But to pull that off with the way they've done this, you have to have the talent evaluators. You have to have the player personnel guys that can find a Cooper Kupp later on in the draft. You know, like, a lot of their key players were not first-round draft picks. And if you believe in your staff and you believe that you can find these hidden gems, and I know Robert Woods wasn't one of their draft picks, but, you know, he was a guy that also sort of fit into that category, and now he's moved on, obviously. They found ways to find gems in the later rounds, and you can do it as long as you find those gems and you hit on all those players that you traded those first-round picks for, right? Like, when you trade a pick for some of those players, they better be the players that you thought they were, and certainly a guy like Jalen Ramsey absolutely has been.
All right, Trey, quickly, we got about a minute left. A lot of names out there, Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
Do you see any big trades with some of the veterans going down with the draft?
Well, we're hearing that the Jets are going to go all in on trying to get Deebo Samuel out of San Francisco.
Ooh.
But and listen, here's the quandary, though. Like, Deebo has made it clear that he doesn't want to do what he did in San Francisco anymore, because he sees the dollars that Tyreek Hill is getting and the dollars that Devontae Adams is getting playing wide receiver. So Deebo is singularly unique in the duality of what he can do for an offense. But if you're trading for Deebo Samuel, you want that guy. You don't want the guy that's not going to be that guy. And he doesn't want to do that anymore because he knows that he'll get more money if he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah,
but he's got to prove he can be that guy.
The wide receiver who gets no touchdowns.
Correct. And you don't want the wide receiver who lines up in the backfield and takes 20 more hits a game.
Right. And you got to be careful. And look, I don't want to just poo-poo the Jets. But, you know, Deebo, you got to be careful where you go, right? He's in a good situation.
Your career could get buried in New Jersey.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
How'd that work out?
Listen,
you know?
You're exactly right. Like, listen, I understand that Debo probably wants to be used differently, but he's not going to be as effective that way. Like, this is a terrible thing. He's not a great route runner, but he can get open and short intermediate stuff, and he can run over people. Like, if you look at Debo and you see him somewhere, he's a big dude, okay? He's a big dude. And the other wide receivers we talked about, they're not built like Debo Samuel. There's a reason the wide back sort of nomer fits for him.
Right. No, all right. That's our man, Trey Wingo. Trey, thanks, great Trey. Stuff as always. Have fun at the draft, man.
I'm going to try really hard, boys, but in Vegas it'll be difficult.
Yes, it will be. No doubt. No doubt.
All right.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.